أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. We continue with the moment when Musa alayhi salam was first introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. He came to Mount of Tur, where he found what he thought was a fire burning this tree, but in reality it was a tajalli of Allah, a moment when Allah manifested His being, His dhat, not His entire dhat, not even His entire being, but He manifested a portion, a fraction of His dhat onto something of this world. When he arrived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the first instruction, and that is, remove your shoes, because you are standing on the sacred land of Tuwa. Tuwa is situated at the foot of the mountain of Tur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately tells Musa alayhi salam, I have selected you. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Listen attentively to what is being revealed. Allah goes on to say in ayah number 14, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, without doubt, I am Allah. Allah introduces himself to Musa alayhi salam. Can you imagine that moment when Musa alayhi salam hears Allah speaking to him directly? La ilaha illa ana. Musa, there is no ilah besides me. Absolutely no ilah except me. Fa'budni. Number one, first instruction Allah gives him, you worship me. Fa'budni, you become my slave and devote every act of worship to me. Then Allah says, wa aqimi salah, the importance of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first tells Musa, fa'budni, worship me. Salah is included in that instruction, in that command. There's no need to tell Musa alayhi salam after that, establish salah. But to highlight the importance of salah amongst all the acts of worship. This is what we call in Arabic, takhsis ba'd al-itlaq. Something is mentioned generally, and then from that generality, one component is excluded. When does this happen? When you wish to highlight the importance of that one component from amongst all the other components. So when Allah says, fa'budni, it refers to every form of ibadah. Then Allah says, wa aqimi salah, establish salah li dhikri, for my remembrance. The best form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to establish salah, to pray salah, and in every situation that we face, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. When we want to express thanks to Allah, there's two rakats known as salatu shukr. And when we are facing calamity, Allah tells us in the Quran, ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. When you are faced with a calamity, again, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the calamity removed or the difficulty removed or to have the need fulfilled, what do we do? First thing we do is we resort to salah. So we find in every situation you turn to Allah, that is dhikr of Allah, remember Allah through salah, the best form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, inna sa'ata atiyah. At such an early stage in his prophethood, Allah is already telling him of Qiyamah, of the final hour, that was not even witnessed in the time of Musa, but already highlighting the importance of Qiyamah in the final hour. Allah says, "Inna sa'ata atiyah." O Musa, the final hour is to arrive. It will come. Akadu ukhfiha. I will keep it a secret. No one will know of the exact moment and time when the final hour will arrive. Why? Allah explains the reason why there will be the final hour, why there will be Qiyamah, why there will be judgment. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So that every soul can be paid in full for whatever effort it made. for whatever effort, بِمَا تَسْعَى, whatever endeavors, whatever struggles, for every ibadah, there is a certain degree of struggle, there is effort, there is some work required on the part of the one performing that act, definitely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for all that struggling, the difficulty, the challenge, whatever it may be, in order to fulfill that ibadah, I would like to pay and remunerate my servants in full. And that is why I will establish qiyamah. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not the one who does not believe and who follows his desires, let him not distract you from the final hour. In other words, O Musa alayhi salam, the final hour is there. You know what is the objective and the purpose of the final hour in the day of Qiyamah. And you need to work towards the final hour. Along the way, there will be people who have no iman, and all they are concerned about is following their desires and fulfilling their desires. They are going to try to distract you and divert you from preparation for the final hour. So let that not happen, O Musa. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى فَتَرْدَى. You will perish if you allow yourself to be distracted and diverted from the objective of your life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will certainly perish and you will be destroyed. May Allah grant us the understanding.